This week on the KZN Coastline, we have got the South Coast bragging with the variety of edible fish. Then we've got the North Coast bragging with their species of inedible action. We've got Durban talking about all the offshore action that's going on. And we've got Jan back reporting on some good Midlands news. Guys, this week in the KZN Coastline, we have got all the news for you. So welcome to the Angler News KZN Fishing Report. I am your host, Vanessa Green. We are going to get into all of it. We are going to get onto all of it in great detail, as we always do, because this week we will get fish. There will be fish this weekend. The weather is poised for it. I promise you that. Where are the fish coming out? Well, we are going to tell you all about it. But before we do, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. Guys, these are the stores you definitely want to pop into, because they've got what we need for the fishing that's going to be happening this weekend.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, Kingfisher really does have everything we need. We say it every week because it is true. They really do have what we need to go out and get those rods bending. But on our YouTube show this week, Ray and I were chatting. We were talking about how hot it's been, right? I mean, we are at the peak of summer. And guys, do not forget, Kingfisher has a phenomenal range of Daiwa apparel, which you can go and really, you know, be protected when you're out there in this blazing heat. So in sticking about this heat and what's hot out there right now, well, the South Coast is absolutely cooking, and Adam is going to be telling us all about it, because he really has a variety of species that's been coming out on his side of the woods, the lower South Coast. So guys, without any further ado, here is our South Coast guru, Adam.
Good day, Vanesh and fellow anglers. I trust that everybody's had a good week so far. So guys, we're heading into the weekend and things are looking pretty good in terms of fishing down on the South Coast. We've had some really epic catches from deep sea to rock and surf, and also some freshwater fish as well. The bass have been on the bite. The trout have been on the bite. The bronze bream have been on the bite. It's just been absolutely epic. We're getting some really good tuna at the moment down here. There's been fields and fields and fields of bonnies, Vinesh. Unbelievable amount of bonnies have been popping up deep sea this side by us. So guys, if you're needing your bonnies, you know, head into your local tackle stores. Almost all the tackle stores have got some fresh bonnies. And we know how scarce these things can be sometimes, guys. You know, they show themselves up. They're around in numbers for maybe a couple of weeks or days sometimes. And then poof, they're gone. And we all know a fresh bonnie will definitely give you a bite, especially if you're targeting your non-eds, which they are still around down on the South Coast, Vanesh. We're still getting non-eds down here. You know, it's just a case of, we still have a bit of sort of mixed brown water, mixed greeny water, a bit of ginger beer water. So the water's cleaning up in certain spots, and certain spots it isn't. So the non-eds are definitely still here to stay for the time being, especially if this brown water sticks around. And with all this bait in the water, I mean, there's quite a lot of smaller carantine and blacktail, you know, hanging around, stonies and stuff. And again, with all these bonnies around, it's just been absolutely insane. It's kind of like the bonnie show deep sea at the moment. So, you know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. So guys, if you are definitely looking for some fresh bait, if not all your local KZN tackle stores will definitely have some fresh bonnies. Get your hands on them. Keep them in the freezer. I know it might be a hard thing with this load shedding, but do what you can, because bonnies will get you the bite. It's simple as that. Now, moving into the fishing, what's actually really been happening down on the coast, we've got Fritz with a nice bronzy and a catface rock rod recently. We've also seen a few yellow bellies pop up here and there. So nice to see the rock rod actually on the bite again. Makes for a change, you know, instead of the bronzy or the shad or the cob we always sort of tend to target. We've also had a few smaller cob on the bite as well. Some making size, some just, I would say, in the 70, 80 centimeter range. So they've been around, but not in numbers, but it's nice to see something different, as I said earlier. We've also got Letty with a lacquer cave bass, a really nice lanternfish, so well done there.
you know, it's definitely time to target those particular species. And as we know, it's actually a fairly decent eating fish. If anyone's never tried one and you catch one and it's of size, I would definitely give it a bash. It's not a bad eating fish. We've also got the usual suspect, Nathan, catching his fair share of non-eds recently as well. And we've had Sandy's, Hounds, small hammers off Margate Pier. Definitely those are still around. And some smaller grays and hammers off Orange Rocks. Now, again, guys, they are definitely still around. The sizes have been sort of mixed bag, and they're varying from, you know, very, very small hammers, I would say 30 centimeters shad size, if you wish, up to your slightly bigger grays of your sort of 6-7 kilos and very big hound sharks, you know, 12 kilo hounds, 20 kilo hound sharks. So they're definitely showing themselves. Ramsgate, Shirley Point, always been a really good spot to target hound sharks. So if you are coming down for the weekend, that might be a place to go if you want to get your hands on a hound shark. Now, Margate Pier has also been a spot for non-eds recently. So no, guys, if you want to go to Margate Pier, think of non-eds. Don't try and go there in the hope of catching an edible fish, because if you do, it's just a bonus. If you don't be dejected, because generally it's just going to more than likely be a non-ed fish. So again, we've had a couple of sandies popping up here and there and a few lessers and stuff. So mixed bags in terms of non-eds, Vinesh, but not fireworks, I would say, is what they're getting in North Coast, but definitely still loads of non-eds down the side. And as I was saying earlier, we've got Yaku Pina showing up his dad from last week, getting that 50 kilo tuna, now getting himself a 65 kilo tuna. That is an absolute tank of a tuna, you know, definitely for the South Coast. You've got to travel 2000 meter mark, definitely, to go and get those big fish, because they are around, but it's a bit of a trip to go and get them. And also landing himself a nice sailie in amongst the mix there as well. So guys, the fishing is definitely happening on the South Coast. All your local spots are producing fish from non-eds to eds, but bait wise, you know, get your hands on some fresh chocker if you can. It is a little bit scarce at the moment. You know, some Mackies or some Bonnies definitely going to get you that bite. Or if you're going to go scratching, get your hands on some proper head-on prawns, and you're going to get that lacquer edible panfish if you wish. Now, going to the weather for the Friday just quickly, guys. Friday, a strong northeast, gusting in the half 40 k's per hour. Saturday drops right down to the mid-teens, picking up slightly Sunday morning as we have an early southwest to south wind in the afternoon at around 17 k's per hour. Bit of a high swell for most of the weekend, between 1.5 to 2 meters. So it's going to be there or thereabouts. A bit of brown water, wishy-washy here and there. And a bit of a warm sea temp, sort of surface temp lately, especially on the South Coast, between 24 degrees and 27 degrees in some areas. So, guys, get your hands on some fresh baits, tackle accordingly, head down to the South Coast. Saturday and Sunday is going to be the place to be. Let's see those catches, tight lines, and stay safe. Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Adam. Did I hear correctly? 65 kilo tuna. I mean, I was blown away last week with that 50 kilo. Now we are topping it with 65 kilo. Wow, South Coast definitely is the place to be, exactly like what Adam is saying. And if you want to see those catches that he's been talking about, well, guys, once again, check out our YouTube channel. That's where, in this week's show, I am having a chat with Ray about what's been going on the fishing side. And these images are over there. Now, let's head on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantote. Well, it would have been fantastic if we were heading down to that Illovo Strip, but there hasn't been much happening this entire week. Why? Well, Gary will tell us exactly why.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary Delovo. Good day to you all. Yeah, it's been another quiet week on the surf. Gee, I'll tell you what. I went down a couple of times, and chaps, I know have been down. Very little happening, eh? Yeah, sort of Friday-ish, some very good water pushed in, you know, from a ski boat point of view. There was some bait off Winkle, quite a few pockets of bait, first I've seen for a couple of months now. I saw a nice cooter jump past the back line there, and a guy did get cooter. Kebab as well, they got cooter on the ski boats there. Then it just sort of at east, and the water went, you know, that sort of funny color again. But, very quiet. Yeah, and the river has been quiet as well. You hardly see I hardly see a mullet jumping there. You know, I'm talking about at half-pound size. You just don't see them jumping two or three times anymore. So I think they're netting. The netting's been going on there. It's always a good sign if you don't see those fish jumping and it's a full spring tide and it's a late arvy, then you know something's happening there. It's a poor show, really. Throwing Rapala and that there, maybe one fish a session, you know, a perch or a sandfish. With all those little mullet, that little mullet fry around the mouth, and that you think those pick handles would be there. I did see one nice pike come out the other day. The consistency is just not there. Yeah, guys, that, you know, Winkle, IROC there. Chip was telling me yesterday, went there, even the hobos are not in the car park anymore. No anglers. that's how it goes. You just got to sit tight and ride it out. I hope for better times. And, yeah, at least the crayfish season starts soon, and I can get my head under the water and have a look and see what's going on there, if anything's going on. Yeah, chaps. Yeah, let's just see. Sit tight for the week ahead, and fish somewhere. You know, you just got to travel and find them. Every piece of coast has its moment of glory in the year, you know, one or two golden periods, and then it can get pretty quiet, eh? Yeah, tight lines until next week then.
Thank you, Gary. Another good, honest report. Jeez, I have no idea what is going on there. It is really quiet, but exactly what you said. Every area has its moments, and one of those areas is definitely up on the North Coast, because that news that's happening out at Warner Beach, well, it's kind of the same in Durban. We've been on a purple patch for a very long time of some amazing fishing, but unfortunately, this past week, it has been really quiet. In fact, apart from the offshore side and a bit in the harbor, there hasn't been too much to report on the Durban Rock and Surf end. However, we do have Mike V and Brad that's going to be elaborating on this topic of what is going on in Durban with the fishing. So here is Mike V from the Kingfisher Durban branch, as well as Brad Krubler.
How's it, bud? On the rock and surf side for this week, it's been a little bit on the quiet side. There's been one or two edibles around, a few shared here and there, one or two stumpies. With a slightly rougher sea, the guys did get some nice rockfish. One or two pommies came out as well. On the inedible side, there's been a couple of grey sharks in some of the local spots, one or two small diamonds, things I get. But when the conditions were right, up north did fire. Threw some diamonds, threw some sandies. Some big honeycombs came out as well. Along our beachfront here was a bit quiet. Sea was a bit too turbulent, and the banks were crashing a bit too hard, and the beachwood stretch where very few inedibles came out. One or two small diamonds, that was about it. Eddington was too warm, the water was very, very warm. So there was one or two greys there. Quite a few shad came out at Eddington, but that was pretty much about it. All the fish have been more far north. As far as you can drive north, that's where the bite has been, unfortunately. The paddle ski side and the ski boaters have been knocking snook and kuta quite regularly from basically our harbour entrance north and our harbour entrance south. The fish have been both sides, and it's been producing very well. From some small ones, 1.5 kilo size snook, up to 9s and 10s. So yeah, the snook have been very nice. Kuta up to 20 kilos weren't being a problem. If you got a decent live bait, you're away. Oaks fishing on the bottom said it was a bit quiet. They did get a couple of rockies, some soldiers, things I get, but it seems that the yellowtail and that have ducked. In the bay, the guys have been getting some lovely grunter and kingies, mainly on artificial. They did pop up with some of the bait that came into the bay. Some nice GTs up to like 3-4 kilos, a couple springer between them. So, yeah. It is warming up in the bay, but once it's cleaned out, it's going to clean itself out. So, yeah, guys, this weekend we're going to have some lovely northeast blowing, so it's going to be well worth taking a drive and having a look and see what's happening. Thank you very much.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, just to let you guys know what's been happening on the bottom fishing side of it. Guys, there's been some nice bottom fish, decent rock hard, some slingers, some soldiers. The odd keelback in between, and some one or two yellowtail which have managed to pop their heads out. On the game fish side, there's been one or two tuna which have been popping out. There's been plenty bonnies and sardas over the number one area. But we get into that time of year where we have to start making decisions in life. One, either go out into the deep and chase the Dorado and the game fish, the pelagics out there, or you go into the shallows and chase the kuta and the snook. There's been quite a few snook off the Blue Lagoon to Le Mercy Airport side. Kuta coming out in that same sort of area and a lot, quite a few more coming off of them sloty ledges. Yeah, so guys, tight lines, and yeah, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, it is certainly an offshore scene when it comes to the fishing in Durban. You got to need a boat. You have to go out and get that fish in the harbor, get that fish in the deep, get that fish in the shallows. But we are going to be struggling to get that fish on the rock and surf side, but it is not a bad thing. You know what? It was payday. We've got some extra cash for that gas because the fish is happening down the south coast. And even though it's not happening in Durban, we can still even head up the north coast. Why? Well, because the fishing has been absolutely amazing up on the north coast, especially if you are targeting that non-edible action. Now we are going to kick it off in the Bolito area because we have got Jesse back. And you know, Jesse, he has got a detailed report of what's been going on. And I'm going to leave him to tell you all about it.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm enjoying the cooler weather that we've been having over the last 2 days. We've had some absolute scorches here. 3 days ago, it went up to about 38 degrees, which you kind of expect a little bit in February in Natal. But the level of humidity is just sickening at the moment. Probably because of all of the rain that we've been having recently. All of the dams are full, all of the rivers are flowing, and it just adds to that. So it's been a bit of an up and down scenario with the weather, and we finally got something a bit cooler. So even though the weather's been fluctuating, we've had quite a few guys giving some decent feedback. Rock and surf, dam fishing, out in the ski boats and the skis. It's doing quite well. The guys are reporting back daily, which is quite nice. And I think judging by what we've seen in the last, let's call it 2 weeks or so, I think we're going to have some really good fishing still to come. The guys on the ski boats have been getting a lot of game fish. The snook have been around full up in a lot of the areas, and let's call it from floaty up north to kind of Jack's estate. And then if we take a look at Kuta, we've been seeing them in fair numbers on the north coast, from Richards Bay all the way down to, let's say, Bolita. We've seen a ton of them in Durban. The sharks are just an issue. There are so many sharks. We've heard stories of guys hooking into 8 kuta and getting zero out. You know, I'm sure there've been guys that have hooked into more and got nothing out because of the sharks. It's just an uphill struggle, but at least it's nice to know that they're out there, and there will be a day where the sharks are nowhere to be seen, and you'll get a couple of fish out. But the baits are being eaten, and that's the important thing. We've seen good hauls. We've seen guys catching fours and fives. Out there, we've seen some good size fish as well. Although there's a lot of shoalies, we've seen a good couple of fish up to 25 kilos, which is phenomenal for this time of the year. It's quite early for those really big ones. And obviously, it's just going to get better from this point on for the next quarter, 3 months or so. Definitely Kuta. If you haven't caught some or you enjoy catching them, now's the time. Get out there if the weather's good. You'll catch them even out on number one. You'll catch them on the bluff. They're catching them Virginia, Glen Ashley. They're catching them up at Imploti. Westbrook has been very good. It's just all over, really. Just take a lot of bait, take a lot of traces, because, as I said, the sharks are out there. Other than that, on the skis and ski boats, we've seen one or two dories, but mainly up north. The guys fishing out deep are still catching quite a few. The charter guys are keeping their customers happy with the dories. Quite a few bonnies around, especially number one area. If you're going to be fishing down in Durban, a little bit deeper out here on the north coast, there are a couple. Very little bait around. Mackerel, red eye, next to nothing. So if you go into your tackle stores and you see that there's a lack of bait, that's the reason why. Because most of the bait that we sell as the fresh local bait is caught here off Durban. Moving to rock and surf, there's been a mixed bag, but we saw quite a few shad coming out, especially in the La Mercy area. We've seen a couple of fish coming out of them floaty, not a heck of a lot though. And then just moving north up to kind of Tinley Manor area,
We've seen a good couple as well. A customer came in and told me he caught a 2.5 kilo bronze bream in Salt Rock the other day, which I thought was just a once off. They came back into the shop the next day after purchasing more hooks and sinkers and bait, and they had caught another two. So the bronze bream seemed to be around, and I think it's going to be good for the next week or so, especially considering the weather that we're having now. So yeah, good there, yeah, definitely something to get on. Considering the fact that there aren't a heck of a lot of other fish, edibles and stuff at the moment, it's probably, you know, you got to target what's biting, what's happening. Look at what's happening, understand it, know why it's happening, and then also take into consideration, it's a good learning curve. When the fish come on the bite, try and understand why they're on the bite, what made them come on the bite. It's not just random in most situations. So, yeah, good learning curve there as well. If we take a look at the sharks, flatfish, it's been really, really good in the last month, really. With the weather we've been having recently, it has slowed down slightly. We've had a couple of westerly winds and all of that, but the guys are still catching a lot of sandies. They're still catching a lot of browns. We've seen a honeycomb or two come out, and then a lot of random shark species. So you can't limit it only to gray sharks or only hammerhead sharks. It's just been all over the show, you know. You've got guys catching blackfins, got guys catching grays. It's just random, you know, but a lot of different species, which is quite nice. I believe up north they're catching a lot of zambies, which is like a good fun on the spinning tackle especially. And then if we move over to freshwater, we've seen quite a few catches of bass. The guys are complaining about the heat. As you know, you can come down to the coast and have 32 degree weather and it's still all right because you've got open areas, there's a bit of wind, and it cools you down. When you're on the dam, you've got the compound effects of the sun coming from above, you've got the sun beating off the water below you, reflecting as well. There's generally much less wind because you're in a valley in a dam, and it gets a bit stagnant. And it is incredibly hot. So a 32 degree day on the dam is in most cases intolerable after 10 or 11 in the morning and before around 3, 4 in the afternoon, which is why if I go to the dam, I often take a bra or whatever. I'll fish the morning session. When it gets too hot, come back to the lawn site, have a break, have something to eat, sit under a tree, relax a little bit, and then head out for the afternoon session again. Also important, and I am guilty of it as well, is being out there with no sun protection. You know, you get down to the dam and you want to get out as early as you can. You want to go and get those early topwater bites. And a lot of the time you're just either too lazy or you don't really care about putting sun cream on. That sun comes up and it starts beating down on you earlier than you think. By 9 o'clock, if you haven't put your sun cream on, you're in trouble on the dam. I've started to wear a lot more long sleeve shirts so you don't have to wear sun cream. Some wide brim hats help quite a bit. A good pair of sunglasses to help your eyes out. And then you can get yourself some decent sunscreen just to put on your neck or your cheeks or whatever. But it is very important, especially this time of the year where we experience some of our hottest days on the water, especially if you're up north, Goedetroo Dam, if you're going to be fishing Peter Maritzburg, Albert Falls, it gets scorching hot there. You have a good couple of days over 40 degrees. And if you don't have the right protection, by the end of the day, you will be suffering. So, yeah, guys, that is about it. We've had, like I said, really good catches in the freshwater bass. We've heard at Albert Falls, it's fluctuating. It's on and off, some good days, some bad days. Inanda has been fishing very well, despite the water clarity. It is very dirty. Hazelmere started to pick up quite nicely. The water clarity is improving since we've had the last batch of rain. And then all of the other smaller dams seem to be doing quite well. There's a lot of bait in the shallows. And at the end of the day, if there's bait in the water, the fish are going to be active, especially in the mornings and the afternoons. So yeah, guys, get down there and see what happens. Let us know. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. It is so good to have you back. Your great detailed knowledge on your reports is always so valuable to us, and we've missed it. So it certainly seems as though there are fish on all facets on your end, Jesse. The Kuta, yeah, I've been hearing about it all week. And the anglers that were chatting with me were telling me they're getting like, you know, 12 proper pulls, but they're only getting like 2 fish out. The Taxman is certainly covering his grounds in, well, pretty much our whole coastline, not just in that area. But there has been a lot of Kuta and some nice Kuta, guys. It is the season. It is building up towards the classic events of, you know what, Umhlanga and Durban Festival and a whole bunch of other Kuta classics that's along the way. And as for the bronze bream on the rock and surf, and you know what, Jesse's right, it is still supposedly way too early, but it does feel like we're going to have an early autumn. That's the talk amongst the fishermen as well. We can feel the conditions kind of changing already. I mean, yes, we did have some crazy hot spells, but it's certainly a lot cooler, and I still can't explain why the bronze bream are around, but we will take it, especially if they're those sizes. So, Jesse, once again, thank you for that input. It is great to have you back and have all that advice from you. And, guys, if you want to check out the footage of that Bolito Salt Rock area, in fact, Christmas Bay to be more specific, well, Martin was out and about this week, and he has got some great footage of what the conditions are like. So make sure to check that out on our YouTube channel. Now, staying in the North Coast and moving slightly further up, I've been chatting with Savika this week, and he's reporting was that Blightdale had some good shad and cob action at the mouth. Tugela has also been producing a lot of cob, but guys, just bear in mind, those cob are small. We went through this last year. They are small cob, and we've got certain anglers exploiting it, so you know what? We are keeping our eye on that. There's been some Lobotis. Yeah, the triple tail has been on the bite at the Tugela mouth. Mostly landed on octopus bait, and guys, there were at least about 10 that came out on a single day, so that's always a great catch to have. And moving on to Intsimzini Banks, well, there's been a diamond smash happening this past week, guys. I mean, when the water was right and the weather was in the right conditions, I don't know if you can call it right conditions, they were touching on like up to 42 degrees out there, but the diamonds came out thick. So lots of diamond action at Imtenzini. Moving further up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Once again, on your rock and surf side, it's been a non-edge show. And if you're fishing offshore in the area, well, guys, whether you're calling it Sada Sadas, whether it's bodies, whether it is Skipjack, there has been a ridiculous amount of it. Exactly like what Adam was saying down the South Coast. You can virtually walk on this fish. But amongst that, there has been some Dorado, there's been some Amberjacks, there has been some nice-sized tuna. So, yeah, and of course, you know, the Kuta is on the bite in that area as well. So the fishing up in those areas on the offshore side has been truly remarkable. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Moving on to the freshwater, well, we have got Jan back, and he has got a report of what's been going on. Now, Albert Falls, last week I reported it hasn't been fireworks. There has been one or two fish that has come out this week. Nothing great. Mudma still seems to be the area, but Jan is going to tell us all about the bass, trout, and as well as that yellowfish action that's happening in the Midlands area and all around there as well. So guys, here's Jan from the Kingfisher Pieter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. With the weather being rather up and down, changing from tree-buckling winds to water-sucking heat at the drop of a hat, the only constant is that they seem to be playing each other off and cancelling out. In combination with the current cooler spell and the forecast for the week ahead has temps up to the mid-20s and a spit in the spot here and there, it appears that autumn might be closer than we think. The upside is that water temperatures have been rather tame for this time of year compared to the last couple of years, where the Natal Fly Fishers Club have had to close lower altitude waters as surface temperatures exceeded the mid-20s. For fear of cooking fish as they were brought up through the baking surface water. So while there are no closures planned as yet, the NFFC will of course continue to monitor the waters week by week. There is usually a downside to any upside, and here it appears to be the spells of good or decent fishing weather quite haven't coincided with the weekend, a common enough problem that has coined the phrase. What comes after 2 days of bad weather? A work day and back to work Monday. That being said, there are a handful of returns from the NFFC Stillwater anglers and some pretty decent fish reported. Rainbow trout in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter through to the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter classes. There's even been a Stillwater brown trout or two reported, a great prize in anyone's books. The returns also indicate that good number of yearlings are coming to hand, and these are fish which have been stocked in October 2022, testament to the NFFC stocking policies with respect to timing and water temperatures at the time of stocking. As we start the approach to winter, the Stillwater Festival dates are starting to make themselves known, and these are the Camberg Trout Festival, Boston Fly Fishing Festival, and the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge. So guys, keep an eye out on any of the various social platforms and get your name in, as these are very popular and quickly reach capacity. This year, we'll also see a first for the Midlands fly fishing community, a pure ladies event held by a local group of lady fly anglers, women and waders. Dates for the KZN Ladies Fly Fishing Festival are 11 to 14 July. Bookings are open, so lady anglers, come to the fore and come and throw a line in the premier stillwaters that the Midlands has to offer. With the rivers finding off after the previous big rains, a fair number of anglers are taking advantage of the good fishable conditions, and a good number of fish in the 10 to 15 inch, and that is the 25 to 40 centimeter bracket, have been returned. Good rainfall and subsequent weather also makes for good growing conditions, and the NFFC keeps an eye on the river clogging wattle growth with a couple of clearing days in the schedule. The bass anglers appear to be on the back burner once again. The fish seem to be super keyed in on schools of bait, is the report. But local anglers Alistair Moores-Pitt and Tyron McGenny reported a good day last week with some quote-unquote skinny but big bass at Albert Falls. Otherwise, just a few murmurs from fish from the bank anglers. Midmar also appears to have gone on the quiet, although word from the water is that it is still fishing reasonably well and probably better than Albert's. The good run of weather and fishing continues at Sterkfontein Dam, reports Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing. There's no better place in South Africa to spend a couple of days with a fly rod in hand, sight fishing with terrestrial patterns, and ask me how I know. So guys, there you have it. Tight lines for the week ahead, and do stop into the Kingfisher for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. It is so good to have you back, my friend. Gosh, I missed you. It's been 1 week, but it feels as though it's been much longer. But I am glad you are out. You are fly fishing. You are catching that grunter, which you managed to get on fly, which is another feather in your cap. So well done, my friend, and great reporting. And I'm looking forward to your reports of those lady anglers and all those events that are coming up. So yeah, guys, stay tuned. Jan will be keeping us updated with that. So with that being said, sticking with updates, guys, that is your update for this week. That is your KZN fishing report. If you want to see more visuals, if you want to hear the conversation between Ray and I as to what we are talking about, well, check it out on our YouTube channel. You can find it even on our TikTok channel. So guys, that is Angler News SA. Go and check it out. You'll also find the links on our Facebook pages and associated Facebook pages with that. So in a nutshell, wherever you are looking for your fishing news, we will be there. And just as a heads up, there is some big news coming out next week. So yes, please check out our social media channels. Well, last year we promised you bigger and better, and we are going to deliver. So that news will come out next week. And until then, well, guys, whether you are fishing on the North Coast for that inedible action, whether you are fishing the South Coast for the variety of edibles, whether you are going offshore to catch that epic game fish right now, guys, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.